Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Zayin, and we're holding Vav Amid Beis, specifically three lines from the bottom of the Amid, where the Gemara begins, V'oisei tefach heichon ma'amidoi. What is the Gemara referring to? As you'll recall, about a third down the Amid Beis, we had a Braisa, and that Braisa clarified what it said in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah said that if a sukkah does not have three walls, it is not a kosher sukkah. But then we had the Tanakhama of the Braisa said, it doesn't have to have full three walls, it's enough to have shtayim kilchason ushlishis afilu tefach. Two proper walls. When we say two proper walls for our purposes, that means that they are each at least seven tefachim long. And then the third one could even be a tefach. So we have three walls. Two of the three are seven tefachim each, and the third one is a tefach. And now the Gemara asks on the bottom of the Amud, "V'oisei tefach heichon ma'amidai?" Where does that tefach fall into place? Where does it fix? Where do you put it in the puzzle? It's Omer Rav ma'amidai keneged hayoytze. Rav says you put it against one of the ends of the two walls. So you see the two pictures there in the Rashi here on the left hand side. You see that first you have the L shape. It's an upside down L. Notice the earlier picture in Rashi was an upside L, and this is an upside down L, but it's all the same. The point is that you have two walls which are touching each other, and that third wall of a tefach is added to one of the yotzeis. One of the yotzeis would mean like the exits. Oh, Ed is showing us the pictures, the Yeshikoyach, but I think everybody has. Oh, you're showing us the picture in the art scroll. Thank you, that's very much appreciated.
Right.
So you see that you add the additional tefach to one of the two walls, either the upper wall, in other words, the tzafayin wall, or the left wall, which is the marav wall. The important thing is, have this additional wall touch it in one of those two places, and we're done, and we have our three walls together, kusha v'yusha. That's what Rav said. Amri later of Kana Ravasi l'Rav. So Rav Kana Ravasi, Talmidim of Rav, asked their Rebbe, the Amidenu keneged Rosh Tar. Instead of attaching it in that fashion, maybe we should go and do it with a slant. The word Rosh Tar, Rashi says, is really an expression referring to when a person plows his field. The custom was that at the very end of the field, they used to make the rows in the field shorter and shorter as it got towards the end, so that it looked like an alach sign. It looked like that the field was coming to an end at an angle. So the Gemara is saying is, why don't you have that third wall of a tefach also at an angle? Now, the way we have it in the pictures on top is problematic. Why is it problematic? Because the assumption is that those two walls, I'm looking at the picture in the Rashi there in the middle, right before, at the very top, on the left-hand side. You'll notice you have two walls, and then you have a little shtickel sticking out in a very slanty way. So, on the surface, that sounds like what the Gemara is talking about. However, the Svasema says that cannot be what the Gemara is talking about, because then we're shortening the space of this sukkah. The sukkah has to be 7x7, and then the additional tefach presumably adds a little bit more to the sukkah. That's the whole purpose of adding the tefach. Yet the way we have it over here, it's shortening the sukkah. It's going to the sukkah to be even less space, because it's coming in as opposed to sticking out. So how does that help the situation? So in fact, other Mepharshim say that that's not what Rashi had in mind, but instead what Rashi had in mind was where the wall was facing the vortex, the corner part of the L shape. For those of you that have the art scroll, you should have a picture there. I'm sure Ed will be happy to go and show the picture in his Gemara. You'll notice that not the upper picture, but the second picture, I believe. Yeah, exactly. Not the upper picture where it seems to be connected, but the lower picture, that second picture there, where the third wall, that tefach, is facing the V-shaped sukkah, and is not attached to either wall at all, but is removed from the two walls. And the purpose of that is to make it look like a larger sukkah, not like a smaller sukkah. And then that's what Rashi is referring to, and that's what Rashi seems to mean, although it's not crystal clear in the Rashi, but that's what Rashi seems to mean, that that third wall is facing the other two and causes it to be that would be your tefach. So when this question was posed to Rav, the Gemara says, Shosik Rav. Rav was quiet. It doesn't say why Rav was quiet, but from the Gemara that we're going to continue learning, apparently Rav did not think that this was a strong question, because as we'll see, it wasn't only Rav, but Itmanami Omashmuel Mishmei the Levi, Mamidoi Kineged HaYoitze. All you have to do is add that third wall at the end of one of the two walls so that it's Yotze, so that it sticks out. You don't need to make it in this fancy way, Kereish Tar, as a third wall facing the L-shaped two walls. And v'chein moirin beit midrasha, the same thing they said in Bes Medrash, they paskin, mamidu kineged hayoytze. So that's why it would seem that Rav didn't respond, because Rav saw that everybody seems to agree with him, that all you have to do is put it kineged hayoytze. Kineged hayoytze means just attach it to one of the two ends of the two walls which are attached together. Now we have Reb Simon v'seim Reb Shul ben Levi Amar, oiseloi tefach soichek, ומעמידויק פתפחס משלוש תפוחים סמך לדויפן וחופחס משלוש סמך לדויפן כלוב דמי. What Reb Simon is saying in the name of Reb Shulben Levi is, I don't want just to add on another little wall of one tefach. Because after all, one tefach is not very much. One tefach is really just 4 inches. What I want to do is that that third wall should be the roiv of a 7 tefach wall. Remember, we started off yesterday, it has to be 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. So I want that the third wall should also be halachically 7 tvachim. Well, how do you convert a 1 tefach into 7 tvachim? So says the Gemara, what we're going to do is make a tefach soichik. Tefach soichik means, everybody's still there? You don't hear anything? Okay. Let's see what we got to do. Do you hear me now? Is it better? Is it worse? Ooh, can't open video. Raboisai. Turn audio.
Yeah, we all lost the sound,
right? Okay, I hear you. Is this better now? Do you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, we will continue on. What Reb Simon is saying that Reb Shulman and Levi is, I said le tefach soichik. Tefach soichik means a smiling tefach. What means a smiling tefach? Smiling tefach means that you start off that a tefach is typically 4 fingers wide. You put your 4 fingers together from part of your fist, and that's your tefach from top to bottom. Soichik means that you put a little bit of space in between them so that it's not a frowning tefach, it's a smiling tefach. By definition, therefore, it's going to be a little bit more than your standard tefach. Let's assume it will be 1.1 tefachim. Okay, what have we gained? Because we're going to go and put that tefach not directly next to one of the walls, but with a small space. If you look at the upper picture in the Rashi on the right-hand side, not in the Rashi itself, it's under the Masoidus Hashas. You see that picture? You have the upside-down L, and then beneath that you have that little tefach. In between the upper part of the sukkah and that tefach, we're going to have less than 3 tefachim. The reason why that's so important is because, as you all know, the halacha of lovud is, if it's less than 3 tefachim, we act and we assume as if that space is closed up. So based on, and where do we learn lovud? We had that a couple of days in the Gemara. We had a couple of days ago in the Gemara. That's one of the halacha l'moishe misinai, the shiurin chatzitzin u'mechitzin. One of the halachas of mechitzin was the good, the lovud, and the doifen akuma. Anyway, so the space in between the upper part of the sukkah and this tefach will be less than 3 tefachim. Let's say 2.9 tefachim. add the tefach, which is 1 by 1 tefachim, because it's a tefach soichek, so 2.9 and 1.1 gets you to approximately 4 tefachim. How does that help? Because 4 tefachim is the rove of 7 tefachim. So therefore this third wall is therefore rubai kikulai of a 7 tefachim wall. I have 2 full 7 tefachim walls, and I have a rubai kikulai 7 tefachim wall. The Mefarshim ask, why do you have to have that it adds up to 4, I'm sorry, the roiv of 7? How did we get to the roiv of 7? We started off with, we have the 1.1, we add 2.9, we get 4, and 4 is roiv out of 7. After all of us mathematicians, especially Ed, who is so keen on math, everybody knows that 3.6 is already roiv of 7. After all, 3.5 is half, so 3.6 is already roiv. Why do we have to talk about that it's 4 altogether? So the Ritva and other Mefarshim say, because to give it the status of a rubai kekuloi of a 7 tvachim wall, it has to be a choshev a number. A 3.6, which is a number together with a fraction, that's not a double choshev. If it's 4 together, then that's rubai kekuloi, then you can count it as a third wall. Anyway, that's the Chazon Reb Simon Reb Shu ben Levi. Oisli tefach soichik, make this 1.1 tefach wall umamidoi, and stand it up. The pachas mishloishet tvachim, stand it up with a space of less than 3 tvachim. Samach ledoifin, close to one of the two walls of the sukkah. V'chol pachas mishloishet samach ledoifin, since I have it less than 3, then it's kilov v'dami. We have the status of lovet, and we add the 2.9 and the 1.1, we have 4, we have roiv of the 7 tefach third wall.
You only have 4 tefachim, even with lovet, you only have 4 tefachim.
What you're saying is absolutely correct. The Gemara is not suggesting that I have now a third full 7 tefach wall. What the Gemara is telling us is that based on the concept of rubai kikulai, I have a 7 tefach wall. Remembering that it's not 7 tefach in actuality. What means rubai kikulai? I need to have, for instance, 100. I have 51. Rubai kikulai says I have 100. Not that I actually have 100 physically, of course I don't. I only have the roiv. But halachically, rubai kekulai means that the roiv has the status of the kulai. So when I have the 4, it has the halachic status of 7. What the chiddush of Reb Simon, the same Reb Shua ben Levi, is that until now we assumed, based on the braisa, I don't need a third 7x7. I only need 2 walls which are 7 long or 7 wide. And then the third one could even be a tefach. Says Reb Simon or Reb Shua ben Levi, the basis of saying add a third wall of a tefach is not that I just took a tefach out of the hat, but rather, since by putting the tefach 2.9 tefachim away from one of the walls, as a result, I have now a full 4. Of course, it's not a real 4. The 4 is a halachic 4. It's a 4 based on the lovud and on the thickness or the width of that wall itself, but the two themselves together add up now to 4. 4 is roiv of 7, and that's what the braisa meant when the braisa said 2 walls plus a tefach. It really means 3 walls of 7, 2 actual walls of 7, and a third wall of 7 being the roiv of 7, 4 out of the 7. Yes, Barry.
I understand if you have lovet from a 7 tefach wall, or from a real wall, or from something of substance, but lovet off of a 1 tefach post seems a bit attenuated. That's my question. How can you extend lovet in both directions? You're extending lovet in you having now an additional 3 of love beyond that. It's you're only like 51 out of 100. You have 1 out of 100, effectively.
We are not using 2 loveds over here. We're only using 1 loved. We're taking that 1 loved to convert a 1 tefach wall into a 4 tefach wall. That you agree is permissible under the basis of loved. So now, putting that concept aside, we now have 4. 4, everybody agrees mathematically, is roif. And since we hold rubai kikuloi is sufficient. I don't have the 7, I have 4 out of the 7. So, it's as if, halachically, we deem it to be 7. I agree with you, it will never be 7, because it's only 4. But 4 is roiv of 7, says Reb Simon, that's what the Braisa meant. That when I have 2 walls plus a tefach, it doesn't mean just a tefach anywhere. That tefach has to be put up in a way so that with that tefach, I'll have a 3rd wall of roiv of 7. Roiv of 7 being the 4 out of the 7. So it's as if we have now 2.5 walls instead of just 2 walls plus a tefach. Anyway, continuing on. Yes. Barry, yes.
It doesn't have to be that, in the sense, if all you need is a 4 tefach wall constructed of lovud and 1 physical tefach, that 1 tefach doesn't have to be jumped 3 tefachim away and then lovud. You could have the 1 tefach, as is typical with many sukkahs, right next to one of the other physical walls and have 3 lovud trailing it afterward.
The lovud would not...
Days yesterday, it looks like a letter A rotated. You don't need it. So why do you need to have a whole idea of adjusting this 1 tefach? To be, you have lovet plus the physical post. You could have the post plus 3 lovet from the post, and you have your 4. You don't need it. What's the chiddush now of having this post, like you said yesterday, like a hay, jumping away from the other 2 walls? You don't need it.
You can never have lovud just based on an isolated post or wall. It always has to be in between 2 walls. For instance, if I put up a tefach board in the ground, there's not 1 wall around in any direction for 50 miles. I cannot say, oh, this wall is 1 tefach. Since I have 2.9 on one side and 2.9 on the other side, magically I have the equivalent of almost 7 tefachim. That doesn't work. Love it is only if you're connecting 2 walls together where there is a space, and you're saying, oh, there's a space, that's terrible, that's destroying and undermining my machitza. Then you could say, if it's less than 3, love it says, I deem it as if it's closed up. But in your example, when we have, if you're going to go and put the tefach by the yotze attached to one of the 2 walls, and then you say, wow, okay, so let's look beyond the tefach. You cannot, because there's no other wall that it will attach to. You have to have some other wall thereafter, and then say, if the space between the 2 walls is less than 3 tefachim, then we fill up that space. But if you don't have anything beyond that, the concept of love does not apply. Getting back to our Gemara. Yes?
You have to love it conceptually.
You have to love it conceptually. Ah, I love you. Let's continue on. Zokti Moravaita. Omer Rav Yehuda, Sukkah Asuya Kimovui Ksheira, for Isa Tefach Mamida Lechol Ruach Sheyirtze. Says Rav Yehuda, if you have a Sukkah which is made like a Movui, Movui means a Movui Mefulosh. Movui Mefulosh means 2 parallel walls. That's the next picture in the Rashi under the Masoris Hashas, where you see you have 2 parallel walls. So every single case that we've had so far had the 2 walls joining at a corner and making it into an L shape. Guess what? Says Rav Yehuda, you don't need that. You can have a sukkah suyakim mavui, meaning like a mavui mafulash, which means it goes straight through, and therefore you have 2 walls which are parallel to one another. It's also kosher, but of course, I still need that tefach. Voisi tefach mamid al chol ruach shiirtze. And you can add that tefach anywhere you want. When we say anywhere you want means you can go and add it to the upper part of the right wall, having it stick out, of course, to the left, or it could be the bottom of that wall sticking out to the left, or take the second wall on the side, in other words, the wall on the left, have the additional tefach sticking out to the right, and that would be at the upper part, or sticking out to the right on the lower part. So you have four places where you can go and add that additional tefach. Reb Simon b'Simon, Reb Shimon Levi, Amar, that's the same Reb Simon or Reb Shimon Levi that we just spoke about a moment ago. He said, no, no, no. I have another etzah, says Reb Simon b'Simon, Reb Shimon Levi. When you're talking about this double wall, the two parallel walls, here it's not enough just to go and put a tefach. We have to have something more than that. Oisle pas arba. Pas arba means you go and take a board or a pole, which is four tefachim wide. Umashu. And nochabisola. In other words, 4.1 tefachim. Umavina bepochas mishloish shesamach ledoifen. And now stand it up less than three next to a doifen. And like we said before, bechopochas mishloish shesamach ledoifen kelava dami. Since it's only 2.9 in between, it's less than 3. And we said that this pass is arba umashim is 4.1. So we do the arithmetic again. 4.1 plus 2.9 gets us to 7. Oh, kishmak, I have my third wall. This time it's not a 4 tefach wall. Now I got a 7 tefach wall. Because I started off with 4.1. And I added the concept of lovad to give me 7 altogether. But for Feiti Marat. But this is the very same mandioma that we spoke about a moment ago. The Reb Simon the same Reb Shimon Levi. Why on line 4 and 5 of the Gemara did he say it's enough just to have a 1 tefach sochek, which is 1.1, and add 2.9 and get to 4, and here all of a sudden he says, no, 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 no. Over here you have to have a pas arbohu mashu, 4.1, and add that to 2.9 and get to 7. Frank Timur Umayishna Hossam. Tika Amris Sagya Tefach Soichek. Above we said all you need is a 1.1 tefach. Umaishnahocha tika amris baya pas arba. And here you're saying you need a pass of 4.1. What's the difference? Says Yimara, there's a major difference. Hasam earlier on Ika Shte Defanis Kihil Chosan. There you had two defanis which were kahalocha. Now there's another gears instead of kilchosan, ki eruvan or something like that, which means that these are considered to be two proper walls. What do we mean by two proper walls? Because the two walls are adjoining. They're coming together as an L in the corner. So when you have two proper walls like that, and now you just have to manufacture your third wall, ah, how do you manufacture your third wall? Says Reb Simon or Reb Shimon Levi. Go and distance that third wall of the tefach 2.9 tefachim away. Have the tefach itself be a tefach soichek, which is 1.1. So you have 1.1 and 2.9. I got 4. That's beautiful for a third wall. But here we're starting off with two walls which are not kihil chosan, meaning you have two parallel walls as opposed to two walls that come together at a corner. Now the word kihil chosan, it doesn't mean kahalocha. It just means the two defanis are appropriately situated so that they come together at a corner and they make this L shape. Then you could start talking about adding on a third wall here, there, or whatever. But in the case of the two walls which are parallel, you don't really have the tzura of a sukkah at all. After all, it's a wall over here and a wall over there, but what makes it into a sukkah? That's what the Gemara is saying. It's Hasan, the earlier case, the Ikashtei Defanis Kehul Chasan, where the two Defanis meet at a corner, Sagi Lebe Tefach Soichik. It's enough to have your 1.1 Tefach. Hacha, the Lekashtei Defanis. Here you don't have two Defanis, and the other Gersois, the Lekashtei Defanis Kehul Chasan. There obviously are two walls, but you don't have the two walls adjoining at an L-shaped corner like a right angle. You don't have that over here. So Iikapas Arba. If you add an additional pasaba in, so then it has more of a tzura of a sukkah, because now we have halachically a third wall, which in fact is going to be a 7 tefach wall. This is not a rubai kekuloi based on lovewood. We have a real 7 tefach wall because we're adding on the space of the lovewood plus the 4.1. So we got 7, and that 7 is attached to one of the two walls. So therefore, you can even theoretically forget about the other wall because I already have the two walls over here. You can't totally forget about it because you have to have a minimum of two walls plus a tefach. So you have to have three walls. But the point is, In this case, that's why we require the Pas Dalet to go and fix the two walls which are not joining, but which are parallel to one another. So that's when Hachad Lekesh Dei Defanasi Ika Pasa Boi Im Eloi Loi. So if you have a Pasa Boi in between, it's great, and if not, not. So my Gemara, that's the third picture of the Masoretus HaShas on the right hand margin, where you see the two parallel walls, and you see at the top, it says underneath Pas Dalet, and that Pas Dalet, and with the space in between, it's not drawn that proportionately, but with the space in between, we got seven, so in that respect, we got now three walls of seven each. Omer Rava. Rava comes up with a brand new pshat, and in fact, there's three different interpretations of what Rava said. Omer Rava, Ve'in niteres ala b'tzuras ha-pesach. Ikriyami Omer Rava v'niteres nami b'tzuras ha-pesach. Ikriyami Omer Rava u'tzricha nami b'tzuras ha-pesach. What are these three Ravas? So Rashi explains the following. The first Rav is saying, "Ben teres al b'tzuras ha-pesach, you take your tefach and don't leave the tefach as one board, one pole, but you split it down the middle, and you use those as two separate posts for a tzuras ha-pesach." You'll all recall from Masechtas Erevin that the tzuras ha-pesach is the concept of our Erevin that we have nowadays. That when you see those wires over the two posts, you have to have two posts, and you have on top of that a wire, that forms a Tzuras HaPesach, what would normally be a doorway. When you open up a door, you always have your two mezuzos, your two door posts, and then you have the mashkof on top, so the three together, the two posts, and what you have on top, that gives you the Tzuras HaPesach, and that's how we work with our Erevin. So says the Gemara, the same thing would apply over here, says Rava. What we have to do is take the two walls, and you know what we're going to do? The third wall, instead of just putting a post in the ground to have a tefach, no. Take the Pesach, split it down the middle. We have now two half tefachs, tefachim, and put on top of that a rod, and put that in the place of the third wall. And that's your next picture, your final picture here on the right-hand side. You see you have your two walls there, the two regular walls, the one on top and one on the left. And on the right, instead of just having one tefach, you have a half a tefach on top, half a tefach down below, and you have a string or you have a rod or something on top of it. In this picture, it looks like it's coming out from the side. Really should be a picture showing it going on the top. But the point of all of this is that now I have a Tzuras HaPesach, and just like for Hilchos Shabbos, a Tzuras HaPesach is deemed to be like a wall, here too, for purposes of Sukkah, that Tzuras HaPesach is deemed to be like a third wall. So Rava says, don't just put the Tefach willy-nilly, but you have to take the Tefach, split it, and make out of it a Tzuras HaPesach. That's pshat number one. I'm sorry? The Gemara that you're quoting from before was talking about that you didn't have any walls at all. And therefore, the Gemara said, can you just have, on the basis of the din of good achis mechitzta or good asik mechitzta, that virtual walls grow up from down below? And the Gemara said, no, you gotta have some walls over there. It's just totally empty. Just having halachic walls, virtual walls, doesn't do the trick when it comes to a sukkah. Here we're talking about that it has two physical walls. What we're doing now is we're adding a third halachic wall in the form of this Tzuras HaPesach. Rava says this is much preferable to just one little tefachot, because one tefach is just 4 inches. At least over here you have the halachic wall of the Tzuras HaPesach, which is much more substantial than just one tefach. But the Mechitzas Nikoros you have based on the other two walls to the top and to the left. That's the first pshat of Rava. Ikadiyami omer Rava niteres nami b'tzuras ha-pesach. What does that mean? That you have really two alternatives. Rava is saying you have two options. Option number one is to put one tefach, like everybody else said, put a tefach keneged ha-yotze attached to one of the two walls. That works perfectly. And now the second pshat is, instead of using one tefach, you can go and make a tzuras ha-pesach. And this will be also an acceptable alternative. So not that Rav is saying you can only use a tzeres of Pesach, but you really have two options. Either Adrazoi. Either using a single tefach on its own, or having such a tzeres of Pesach that would also work. And Rashi says that according to this second pshat of Rava, you don't even need to split the tefach into two and have a half a tefach and half a tefach. Even if you had a very, very thin rod of, let's say, only 1 inch on one side, and another rod of 1 inch on the other side, 1 inch in the thickness or the circumference, and on top of that you had your string or you had your third rod, that's also enough, because it's either one tefach or it's a tzuras of Pesach. Ikriyami, the third pshat is Omer Rav Utzricha Nami tzuras of Pesach, that you need both. You need both. That one of the posts of your tzuras of Pesach has to be a tefach wide, like it said in the Braisa, the third wall, you have to start off with a tefach. But says Rav, that's not enough. But you have to have another post at the other end, corresponding to the end of the second wall, like in that third picture over here, the fourth picture, I should say. If you look at the picture again, you have the upper wall and you have the left wall, and then on the right-hand side you have your Tzuras of Pesach. So what Rav is saying is that the post that is adjacent to the upper part, the upper wall, that post has to be one tefach wide. Then you put on top of that your string or your rod, and then the second post, which is down below, that doesn't even have to be a tefach anymore. That could even be an inch. Because the important thing is you have to have a tefach plus a tzuras of Pesach. The combination together works wonders. So that's the third pshat in Rav. Utzrich and Nami, you have to have both the tzuras of Pesach, both the tefach and the tzuras of Pesach. Ravashi Ashachil Rav Kahana de Ka'ovid tefach soichik. Ravashi saw that Rav Kahana was putting together a tefach and the Ka'ovit Tzuras of Pesach, and he was doing both. In other words, like that third sheet that we just had. The word Soichik seems to be unnecessary, and that's why the Aleph or the Vilna Goyim takes it out. Because, after all, until now we were not talking about a Tefach Soichik, we're not dealing with Lovut issues, we're dealing with put a Tefach, and then make a Tzuras of Pesach out of it. Is Omalei, don't you learn like Rava's second shot, the second version of Rava, that one or the other is sufficient? So why are you doing both a tefach and a tzuras of Pesach? Do one of the two. Amaleis, he said, oh no, anoki idach lishna de Rava svirali. I hold like the third version of Rava. What was the third version? The Amar Rava. Utzricha nami tzuras of Pesach, that you have to have both. That you have to start off that one of the posts is one tefach wide, and then you have to have another post which could even be an inch, and then on top of it a third rod or a string, and then you have your full tzuras ha-pesach. So you need both according to the third view, as well as according to Rav Kahana. Okay, Zokim Marvayt. Back in the Braisa, we said you have to have shtayim kihilchoson, and then you have to have the third being a tefach. We had all of these different views of how to construct that tefach. So says Yimar Omer Rava, Omer Rava, v'cheng l'Shabbos, and it helps for Shabbos as well, because migud have a doif on the inyan sukkah, have you doif on the inyan Shabbos. What does Yimar mean to say? Yimar means to say is that for Shabbos purposes, to be able to go and carry, you have to have three walls, three mechitzos. Says our Gemara, even though throughout the year, were you to have an enclosure of two walls plus a tefach, that would not be sufficient for Shabbos to be able to carry within those three walls. However, if you're talking about Shabbos Sukkis, either that Sukkis fell out on Shabbos, or Chol HaMoed is on Shabbos, as we know, Sukkis, one of the days of Sukkis has to fall out on Shabbos. So says Rava, if you construct a sukkah with two walls of seven tefachim, and then your third wall of a tefach, and then with or without the three different versions of Rava, see, if it says Omer Rava in our Gemara, then presumably it would have to be one of the three versions with the Tzuras of Pesach. However, on the side it changes it from Rava to Rava, so you don't have to come on to those three versions. It could be any of the versions of our Gemara, so it's two walls with a tefach sticking out from one of the two walls. So that's good with Gabe Sukkis. So maybe they have a doyfel minyan Sukkah, have a doyfel minyan Shabbos. That will already be kosher based on this concept of migui. Since it's kosher for Sukkah purposes, it's also kosher for Shabbos purposes. So not only would you be yoitza if you sat in such a Sukkah and you ate and drank, etc., 7 by 7 plus a tefach, you could also carry within that Sukkah, and if the Sukkah is attached to your home, you can carry from the Sukkah into your home, because they're both deemed to be Rishus HaYachids, even though normally two walls with such a flimsy tefach would not constitute three walls for Shabbos, but Shabbos Sukkis, it works. Migud, it works for Sukkis, it works also for Shabbos. Do we actually use and say such a concept of migui? But Tanya, do even sukkah, do even shabbos. Umuvad shelo yehi ben kana lechaveiroi shloish etzvachim. What does this mean? So Rashi explains that back in Masechta Shabbos we learned that to go and form a fence or a wall, you don't have to fill in all of the space. Just as long as, based on lovud, you could go and have a contiguous wall. So you can have this both in a vertical way and in a horizontal way. What do we mean? Start your wall and put down your first pole in the ground, which has to be 10 tvachim tall, but could be as thin as an inch. It could even be half an inch, like this, an inch. Then make sure you take another similar pole, similar diameter, similar height, and place it within 3 tvachim of your first pole. Put it into the ground. It's less than 3 tvachim. It's deemed to be loved. It's now filled up with the concept, with halacha of loved. Continue on. Another 2.9 tvachim. Put in a third pole. Kosher. Another 2.9. Put in another pole. Loved. Kosher. And so on and so forth. You can make a whole fence or a whole wall based on the space of 2.9 in between one pole and the next, and the next, and the next, and the next, and the next. Says the Gemara, you could do the same thing for a sukkah. And it's not only when you put vertical poles in the ground, but also if you could have a horizontal fence. Let's say you have, you know, two major posts, and in between those posts, you go and put 3 horizontal poles, but not vertically, but horizontally. Make sure that your first horizontal pole is less than 2.9 tvachim from the ground. Then put on top of that another pole which is less than 2.9 tvachim from the first pole. And then put on top of that another pole horizontally which is less than 3 tvachim, 2.9 tvachim from the other one. And by doing that, you can have a proper fence as well, both vertical fence and a horizontal fence. So Abai is saying is that this Braisa is saying is that the halacha of the Doifin Shabbos that allows for these types of poles, as long as you have love in between, the same thing would work for sukkah as well, that just in case you need to build a sukkah and you don't have that much material, just put in a whole bunch of poles parallel to one another and make sure that the space in between is less than 3 and you have a kosher sukkah. But make sure it shouldn't have 3 tvachim or more. It can be up to 2.9, but not 3 tvachim. Now, that's halacha number 1. Halacha number 2, v'yaseir Shabbos al sukkah. Shabbos is more chomor than sukkah. She Shabbos ein niteres el ba'im meruba ala paritz. Ma she'en ken bis sukkah. Shabbos, you cannot have a heter for Shabbos unless the total amount of the wall is greater than the paritz. Now, this could be a little bit misleading, because after all, we just spoke about now this very, very holy wall, holy in the sense not only that it's kosher, but also the fact that between one post and the next post, you always have 2.9 tvach. And if each post only has to be an inch or a half an inch thick, then by definition, you're going to have more parts, you're going to have more space, ala omid. So we're not referring to that. What we are referring to is, what happens if you have a window in your wall? Let's say you built a regular wall, but you have windows, just like you have windows at home. You have windows in that wall. So, and those windows are more than 3 tvachim wide, but it's okay because it's a window. You're allowed to have windows in a wall. That doesn't undermine the wall. Just make sure that you don't have porut meruba ala oimit, meaning that nowadays sometimes you see in brand new buildings, you hardly see any wall. It's almost all windows. It's all glass. Here too, make sure in your walls that if you have any windows, windows are not like we have today that you have, you know, that you open the windows and close the windows. It really means an ear space in the wall, which they used to close up by putting together shutters. So you have the ear space. So you can have multiple ear spaces of that type in the wall. Just make sure that when you add up all the ear space from right to left, that it doesn't add up to more than the actual wall itself. Because if it's more than the actual wall itself, then you have what's called Poritz Meruba Al Ho'aymit. Says Gemara. Shashabas Emi Teres El Bo'im Meruba Al Ho'aymit. Mashenkim Besukka. By Sukka, even if you have Poritz Meruba Al Ho'aymit, it's kosher. Now, how do you have Poritz Meruba Al Ho'aymit? Says Rashi very simply. Because remember, let's assume you're talking about your sukkah of four walls. Of the four walls, you only have to have two full walls and then one tefach sticking out. So by definition, you have one wall which is totally empty, right? If, assuming that you're thinking of a square or a rectangular sukkah, so your sukkah is missing one wall totally because you only have two walls and a tefach. And even in the second wall, you're missing six tvachim out of seven, the vast majority of that wall. So if you add it all up, at the moment you still have omeid meruba ala poritz, because two full walls is the omeid, and the next two walls, although one is zero, and the other is virtually zero, but the two together is still less than the omeid. But the problem is going to be, what happens if you put a window in one of the two standing walls? Uh-oh. What I'm going to have now is if I add that ear space to the ear space of the non-existent walls, the one that is totally non-existent and the other one that only has a tefach, I'm now going to have more poritz, more than the omeid. Says the Gemara, that's not an issue. It's only a problem by Shabbos. It's not a problem by Sukkos. So Shabbos, that's what the Gemara is saying. The Yisera. Yisera means Shabbos is more chomor. It's more more stringent, more strict. Al sukkah, shehas Shabbos in yiteres al ba'im meruba al poritz. You have to make sure that there's more standing wall than there are openings. Mashenkin besukkah, even if you have more openings, you're still kosher. Now says Yigmar, my love, you say the Shabbos the sukkah, as sukkah, v'loy emrinan migoy. We're saying you say the Shabbos al sukkah. Doesn't he mean to say that when you have Shabbos and sukkah coinciding, in other words, it's sukkahs fell out on Shabbos, one of the days of sukkahs fell out on Shabbos, you're saying that the three walls of the two walls plus a tefach are kosher for sukkah purposes, but they're not kosher for Shabbos purposes. That's what it sounds like. You say the Shabbos al sukkah, even though it's Shabbos sukkahs, that one day is both Shabbos and sukkah together. The sukkah is okay because it's, even if it's poritz meruba ala oimit. But for Shabbos purposes, it's no good because it's poritz meruba ala oimit. So you see, you don't say v'lo yamrina migoy. You don't say migoy like we just said a moment ago. To tomorrow light. You say to Shabbos, the alma al Shabbos the sukkah. What the Brisa means to say is that a regular Shabbos throughout the year, one of the other 50 Shabbosim during the year, that Shabbos is more chomer than the Shabbos of Sukkos. That what? Than any other time of the year. If you had such a sukkah of, or such an enclosure of two walls plus a tefach, and you had windows in one or both of those walls, so that you had now poritz meruba al oimid, throughout the year, that would not be a kosher enclosure, and therefore it would still be either Rishus HaRabim or a Karmelis, but it would not be a Rishus HaYochid. However, if it's Shabbos of Sukkos, Migoy, that it works for Sukkos, it works also for Shabbos, and therefore it would be a kosher enclosure on that Shabbos. Fake Mori Hochi, listening Nami. If that's the case, let's give yet another case. The Yisera Sukkah the Alma, Sukkah the Shabbos. I'll find you a case where Sukkos of throughout the year, meaning Sukkos during the week, after all, Sukkos is 7 days, so the Sukkah of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, etc., is more chomor than the Sukkah of Shabbos. Why? The Sukkah, the Alma, Bayit Tefach, Soichek. for purposes of making our three walls. We said above, have two walls of the sukkah, and add another tefach soichek, and then by doing that, you have at least a four tefach wall, which is the majority of seven, and therefore, for sukkahs, that's great. Be the sukkah the Shabbos, like by a tefach soichek, the sagi belechi. However, when it comes to sukkahs of Shabbos, then you wouldn't need a tefach, a lechi would be enough. A lechi means just a pole of minimal dimensions in terms of the circumference or the diameter. Could be even a half an inch or an inch. So Adu Diamas, didn't you say Rava, and we're going to have this on the Amid base, Sika Chagami Mavish Yeshloi Lechi is kosher. What happens if you have a Mavui Mefulash, not a Mavish and a Mefulash, Mavui Mefulash, two parallel walls. To go and be Matir Min HaTorah, to be able to carry, you have to have a third wall. The third wall, says Rav, is put up a lechi. Lechi, according to Rav, is not Mishum Heker, it's Mishum Machitza, and that's already enough to have three walls for Shabbos. Midrabanan, you have to have a fourth wall, and at the other end, you have to put up a Tzuras HaPesach, or fill up that wall. But Midaraisa, says Rashi, would be enough just to have two parallel walls, a Mavoi Mefulash, together with a lechi. Says Rav, just like that, those two walls plus a lechi is kosher for Hilchos Shabbos purposes. If you decide to put up schach on top of the two walls with that lechi, and it's sukkahs, you'll be yoytze for sukkah purposes. Even though normally a lechi with two walls doesn't do the trick. You have to have two walls plus a tefach. But migui that this works for Shabbos, it'll also work for sukkahs. It's a great gemara. So why didn't we say that in the Braisa? We should have said, just like we said, Yeseira Shabbos al Sukkah, we should say Yeseira Sukkah al Shabbos. That your normal day of Sukkah, Sunday through Friday, if you had only two walls and a lechi, and you put up schach, it would not be kosher. But if it happens to be Shabbos Sukkah together, it will be kosher. Because that's what Rabbi said. I didn't need to go and tell us that. Because we say that if walls that are sufficient for sukkah, which is more kal, which is more lenient than Shabbos, we say it works. Therefore, it works not only for sukkahs, it works even for Shabbos. That's a big chiddush, because sukkah is much more lenient than Hilchos Shabbos. But if you're saying it works for sukkahs, it works for Shabbos, then certainly mechamir to the kill to lekolske, that if you have walls that work for Shabbos, and they'll certainly work for sukkahs purposes. That's why we didn't need to go and say it, we didn't need to repeat it.
Okay.
But not necessarily.
I can ask that way up. If I make achnosa on sukkah Shabbos, I'm chayv of achnosa misa. If I do it during the week, I'm potter, because I make achnosa from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah.
All the Gemara is saying is that if for sukkah purposes it's a kosher wall or kosher enclosure, then when sukkahs falls out on Shabbos, it's also kosher for Shabbos purposes. Even though Shabbos is much more chomer, much more strict than sukkah, but based on this concept of migoy, if it's good for one halacha, it's good for the other halacha. And now the Gemara said, why don't we say the reverse? We can have a case of two parallel walls with a lechi, which is kosher for Shabbos purposes, but usually not kosher for sukkah purposes. But if sukkah falls out on Shabbos, migui that it works for Shabbos, it'll also work for sukkahs. Says Gemara, that part is unnecessary to mention, because if we're taking walls which are kosher for sukkahs, and we're saying it's also good for Shabbos, then certainly if I have walls which are kosher for Shabbos, they'll certainly be kosher for sukkahs. Why? Because Shabbos is much more chomer, as you just said. If a person does achnos or haitzah from improper walls on Shabbos, chas v'shalom, he'll get skila, he'll get karis. Sukkahs, worse comes to worse, if you have a non-kosher sukkah, you mavatel a mitzvah aseh. But there's no mis involved, there's no malchus involved, there's no onish. That's what the Gemara is saying. Okay, gufa. Omer Rava. I'm sorry?
Wouldn't then that configuration be kosher for sukkahs all throughout the holiday, not just Shabbos, right? You just change the the requirement for all of the holiday, I would think. Is that correct?
What you're saying logically makes sense, but that's not the halacha. It's only on Shabbos and Sukkot which fall out, which coincide. Because throughout Sukkot you have to have, like we said in the Braisa yesterday, which we started off today's Gemara, two walls plus a tefach. Shabbos, it's enough to have two walls plus a lechi. Lechi is thinner than a tefach. It's only for Shabbos. So Shabbos throughout the year, it works. Shabbos Sukkot, it also works that you can put schach on top, even though the lechi is thinner than your tefach. Says Gufa, Omer Rava, Omer Rava, Sike, but now repeating the same Gemara again, Sike Chagabi Movoi, Shiesh Le Lechi, Ksheira. If you have a Movoi, two parallel walls, you have one lechi, put the schach on top, it's kosher for Sukkot. Sukkot when it is Sukkot and Shabbos coinciding. The Omer Rava, and Rava had a similar halacha, Omer Rava, Sike Chagabi Pasi Birois, Ksheira. What a Pasi Birois. Pasi Birois, you see from the picture on top, in the times of the people that were Ola Regel, that would go and travel, for instance, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis HaMikdash, for the three Regalim, for the three Yom Tov. So they needed to have water en route, and there was a shortage of Polish spring water. They couldn't get any more bottled water, and all the 7-Elevens or 9-Elevens or whatever they're called were all closed down. It was COVID, and they couldn't buy water anywhere. But there were wells, Baruch Hashem, and when there's a well, there's water. So, that's, you can go and draw water from the wells and drink. That works very well during the week. What about on Shabbos? Shabbos, you have to also draw out the water. But if you draw the water out of the bar, you have problems. The bar typically has the dimensions of Rishus HaYachid. If you're going to bring it up to the surface, typically that would be in a Rishus HaRabim. It would be Moitzim Rishus LeRishus on Shabbos. So the Chacham said, you don't have to put up a full-fledged Chinese wall or Mexican wall. What you can do is you can put up these four temporary walls on all four sides. Now, what are these walls called? They're called Dioimdin, which means Dioi Amudin, two pillars, which means if you look at each one of these four, it has to jut out on both sides at least one Amma in each direction. So, looking, for instance, at the top Dioi, which is really Dioimid in the right-hand side. So, on the sticking out on the top is one Amma, and going down the bottom is an Amma. And so on and so forth. Each one of these four has an Amma sticking out in each direction. Said the Chachamim, if you do that, and you have the bar in the middle, and if the space between the Dioimim is not too big, our Gemara doesn't go into all the details, how wide a space can there be between the northeastern Diomed and the southeastern Diomed, or from the northeast to the northwest. The Gemara doesn't go into that. The Gemara in Shabbos and Erevin has a much lengthier discussion. But if you put up these four corner Diomedin, it's good for Pase Birois, I mean it's good for being able to draw water from the bar. The word Pase are these Diomedin, these pillars, these poles, and Birois means the bar. So these Pasi Birois are kosher, and says, Rabba, you know what you can do? On the Shabbos of Sukkos, instead of building a separate sukkah, you can go and put schach from these four Birois, from the four Pasim and of all four corners, and you can sit in the sukkah and you have a kosher sukkah. Normally wouldn't be kosher, because it's just too much space in between. But now on Shabbos Sukkos, it works. So basically we have now three separate halachas, all of which work based on the concept of migui. That is the one, the Gemara on the Amud Aleph, where we said that if you only have two walls and a tefach, migui, that it works for Sukkot, it also works for Shabbos. And now we have these two halachas here on top, that if you have a movoi that has a lechi, migui, that it works for Shabbos, it works for Sukkot. And if you have pasi birois, Migo, that it works for Shabbos, it also works for Sukkot. The Gemara Tzricha, why do I have to repeat the same halacha three times? The Ashvin and Mavoi, if we only have this top halacha here, Mavoi, Mishum de Ikashtei, the Fadis Ma'aliyasa. You have two proper, real walls to this Mavoi. Each one of the walls could be, I don't know, 50 feet long. Real, proper walls. And therefore, what we're saying is just add a lechi. And then you could put this schach on top, Migui that it works for Shabbos, it works for Sukkos. Avagabi Pasi Miroi, the Lekishtei, the Fanas from Aliyasa, these four walls are quite flimsy. They're only temporary for Shabbos to be able to go and draw water from the bar. And each one of them is just an amet, one side one amet, the other side, and there's so much space in between that diyoimet and the next diyoimet. So these are not real walls, they're just halachic walls. So Eimalai, I would think maybe we wouldn't extend it and say that just like it's kosher for Shabbos, it's kosher for Sukkos. Maybe only for Shabbos. Maybe Sukkos it would be insufficient. At least we have the appearance of four defanis, because you have in all four directions, you have walls. They're mini walls, admittedly, but you still got walls on the right and on the left and on the top and on the bottom, so you got four walls. You only have two walls, you don't have four walls. Amaloy, I would think, okay, for Shabbos it's good, but maybe it's not good for Sukkot. The reason why, since it's good for Shabbos, it's good for Sukkot, because Shabbos is so much more stringent, it's so much more chomor. So if it's good for the strict halacha of Shabbos, it'll also be kosher for the more lenient halacha of Sukkot. To start off by saying that since these two walls and a tefach are good for Sukkot, they're also good for Shabbos. Hey, Maloy, I would think, no, Shabbos is so much more strict. Tzricha, that's a have to have all three. So we go now to the final loch of our Mishnah on Daf Beis, and the Mishnah said that if the schach on top was sparse, shechamsa meruba mitzilosa, there's just too much sun coming in, more than the shade, psula, then the sukkah is pasul. Now, the Gemara is going to deal with a different situation. What happens if you have tons and tons of schach on top of the sukkah? That's not an issue. The problem is that the tefanos, the walls, have holes here, there, and everywhere, and therefore that's allowing tons of sun to come into the sukkah. So it's very, very sunny, even though I got plenty of schach on top. Is that a problem? And that's a machloikis. It's talking about chamsa merubin me, chamsa machmas sikuch, v'loi machmas tefanos. When do I say that chama, that the tremendous amount of sunlight invalidates the sukkah, only if it invalidates it in the schach, that the schach is sparse. But if you got tons of schach, v'loi machmas tefanos, even though there's plenty of holes in the tefanos, and therefore the sun is coming and blazing in, it's still kosher. Rav Yoshe, no, achmachmas tefanos. The tefanos also have to be not necessarily airtight, but tight enough that you don't have huge amounts of sun coming in, because if you have that, again, that invalidates the sukkah. Now, the Tanakhama is very understandable, because the Tanakhama is talking about the schach. Rabbi Yoshi is talking about the walls. Where did we ever hear that the walls can let in sun, cannot let in sun? That's not the purpose of walls. The walls is just to have a structure, nothing to do with sun coming in and out. As Omer Yemen Bar Shalmiya, Mishmei Dabai, my time, Rabbi Yoshia, what's the source of Rabbi Yoshia? The Chassid says in the Pasik, the Sakois ala Orin es haparoiches, that the Sakois is a lotion of schach, and you put on top of the Orin the paroiches. You don't put a paroiches on top of the Orin, you put the kapoiris on the Orin. The kapoiris, remember, is the lid, which was one amatol that we spoke about the other day. Here we're talking about the paroiches, which is the curtain that is mavdil between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim. Why would we refer to that as the Sakosa, as if it's hovering over like Schach? It's parallel, it's not above it. So to Yomara, Proich is a mechitza, it's a curtain, a partition. V'kokari rachmon es chocho, alma mechitza kischach binan. So you see that mechitza has to be similar to Schach, just like Schach doesn't allow any light in, or allows in very little light. It's got to be tzilza meruba mechamsa, more shade than sun. Same thing is when it comes to the walls, it's got to be more shade than sun. Is the chaya guteraya? So to Rabbanan ahu denekef pei purta demechse kishach. Rabbanan say no. When it says the sakois al oren means that when you're putting up the curtain, which is mavdil between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim, you have to fold it over the curtain rod. there was some sort of rod, like you have lahavdil over your baths in your bathroom, you have such a curtain rod, and you have to put the curtain on top of it, have the curtain, the peroiches, fold over, not just hang from it, but fold over the side of that rod. And since it folds over, oh, that's how it gets the status, the name of schach. Because in that fold, even though that fold is a very minor fold, you're just folding it over. But nevertheless, that's what we mean by the sakosa al orin es haparaychas. Okay, from here to the bottom of the omid, the Gemara is going to introduce something brand new, but it's quite straightforward, quite easy. And that is, we know that the purpose of a sukkah is only for 7 days. Nevertheless, the following man, the Omrim, all hold that a sukkah should not be a flimsy, ramshackle hut or shack, that all you do is blow at it and it falls down, but it should have a certain degree of permanence that you could use it for the whole year. Not that you're going to, but at least it has a sufficiently strong infrastructure that if you wanted to, you could use it for the year. And that's what the Gemara calls, it's a diras keva, or diras keva, as opposed to a diras aroi. That's what kashers the sukkah. Now, although we're going to have many different opinions, we're going to have the opinion of Rebbe and Rebbe Yosher, of Yehuda, etc., they don't all hold the same. In fact, there are many differences between them, but at least the common denominator, the bottom line is they all agree that the sukkah has to be not just a flimsy diras aroi temporary abode, but it should be ro'oi, appropriate and fitting for a permanent abode. So the Gemara explains. Over the Bible. Rebbe, Reb Yoshia, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Reb Gamliel, Ube Shammai, Reb Elezer, V'achayrim, Kulu Sfirlu, all of them hold that sukkah diras kva be'inon, that the sukkah has to have a degree of permanence to it. Where do we see that? Rebbe. The standard will under the price of Rabbi Yoimer. Kol sukkah she'ein ba arba ames al arba ames psula. It's got to be 4x4. Why does it have to be 4x4? Because less than 4x4, a person cannot live. 4x4, you could live theoretically the entire year in 4x4. You wouldn't want to. You'd want to have a larger space, but you could. So that's already sufficient to call it a diras kva. Rabbi Yoshi od Yamoran. What was Rabbi Yoshi that we just had a few lines ago? That not only the schach has to prevent the sun from penetrating, but also the walls should prevent, there should be nice shade from the walls. If there are tons of holes in the wall where the sun is beating in, you can't live in a house like that. So therefore, that's Rabbi Yoshi also holds it's got to be a diras kva. Rabbi Yehuda did not. Sukashi gavoy lamal mechof ama psula, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Oh, that's our first Mishnah in the Masechta that we started off with. That if the sukkah is higher than 20 amas, it's possible. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold it's kosher? Because Rabbi Yehuda says, the problem is it's a diras kva. It's this huge fortress, 20 amas tall. So Rabbi Yehuda, that's fine. I love it when it's like a fortress, because the sukkah should be a diras kva and not a diras aroi. What does Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon desanya, beis kilchos begimel afilu tefach. That's the Gemara that we're focusing on for most of today's shiur. Says Rabbi Shimon, no, gimel kilchosin, the dalet afil tefach, has got to be 3 plus a tefach. And you remember the Gemara said at the bottom of yesterday's Amud Beis, and one had 3 or 4 different approaches, what's the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. And the final pshat that the Gemara came up with is because Rabbi Shimon holds that the sukkah has to be tia letzel yomam mechorev, meaning that it's got to be a fairly sturdy enclosure that protects you from all of the climate and all of the weather and all of the elements. Ah, so that's what the Gemara is telling us is, why does he require 3 plus a tefach instead of 2 plus a tefach? Because it has to have a status of a diras kva, of a permanent abode, not just a temporary abode. What does Rabbi Gamliel say? What happens if a person goes and builds a sukkah on top of a wagon or on top of a boat? Now this sounds kind of outlandish. However, you have a person who is on a kosher cruise and the kosher cruise is sailing on sukkahs and he wants to be able to sit in the sukkah. So they build a sukkah on top of the svina and he eats in the sukkah. Is the yotz of the mitzvah yes or no? A machlokes. You also have all of these Lubavitch mobile sukkahs, which are traveling on the back of a truck, which has a schach and all the rest. Is that a kosher sukkah? So Gemara says machlekes. Rabbi Gamliel points. Rabbi Gamliel says it's no good. Rabbi Kiva machshir. Now why does Rabbi Gamliel hold that it's possible? Says Rashi, because if it's on the back of an agola, on a wagon, or it's in a svina, by definition, from time to time, it's going to shuckle back and forth, up and down, because it's not, you know, on ground. It's not on terra firma. It's a moving type of sukkah. So therefore, says Rabbi Gamliel, no good. It's got to be a sukkah where you can live the whole year, and you can't live in this type of situation, bobbing up and down, therefore it's possible. So that's the famous Beishamai, that it's got to be seven tvachim. Beishamai poiskul beisil machshir. Now notice that we're only talking about a 7x7 sukkah. The first Mandiyama Rebbe said it's got to be 4 amas by 4 amas. So Tosis immediately points out, don't think that since Abaye said that all of these Tanoim hold the same, Rebbe and Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yehuda and Beis Shammai. Rebbe and Beis Shammai are worlds apart. Rebbe requires 4 amas by 4 amas, and Beis Shammai requires 7 tvachim by 7 tvach. That's true. However, why does Beis Shammai hold you need 7 tvachim? Beis Hillel says you don't need 7 tvachim. He holds you only need Rosh Verubai. You don't even need Shulchanai. And typically we would say Rosh Verubai means just 6 tvachim, because you usually say that Gavra ba'amsi yosef, a person occupies an amma. So we'd be 6 tvachim in the sticking out to the right and to the left, all sides. So therefore, according to Beis Hillel, apparently you don't need 7, you'd only need 6. Why does Beis Shammai require more? Because it's got to be a diras kva. It's got to be a bigger enclosure, not a mini enclosure. Reb Lezer did not. What does Reb Lezer say? Hoyis is because it came in tzrif. Hoyis is samcha lekoisel. Reb Lezer poisel if yishein lagak. Reb Lezer says, what happens if you make a sukkah like a tzrif? Tzrif is something similar to a teepee, where you don't have a real roof, but rather that it comes up like a triangle, and the middle on the top, is there's virtually no roof there at all. It's just the walls coming together at the top. Or you have some chalakoysel. Some chalakoysel means you take long bamboo sticks, and instead of putting them on top of a sukkah, you lean them against the wall, and since they are so long, they're 6 feet long, 8 feet long, 10 feet long, you could theoretically sit in a sukkah in between your wall and between these leaning bamboo sticks. Is that kosher? Says Reb Lezer, no. If you make such a sukkah, kibbutz tzrif, which is some kind of koisel, it's possible. The fish ain't lagag. There is no roof over here. You have walls, but there's no roof. The chum machshir, the chum say it's kosher. Now, why does Reb Lezer require that there be a roof? Because he holds it's got to be a diras kva. It's got to be like a permanent residence, not like a temporary nothing. What's a cheder? The sanya cheder oimer psukah asuya kishoyvach. If you have a sukkah which is made like a shoyvach is like a dove cut. But what does it mean in our connection? In our connection, says Rashi, it means that it is agula, it's round. It's not your typical sukkah, which is square, it's round. Says Acherim, say the Acherim, no good, it's possible. Lefisha ain't lezovius, because it doesn't have corners. In other words, it's not a rectangular or square type of thing, it's a round thing. Apparently, people didn't live in round houses. Yes, today with modern architecture, you could probably get an award for making such a round building. But normally, regular, reasonable people don't make round buildings. They make square buildings or rectangular buildings. So therefore, it's not considered to be a diras kva. And that's why the Chinam say that it is possible. The starting from Amr Rabbi Yochanan, we start a brand new sugya. And Amir Tshishim will continue that tomorrow morning. Any questions from Baisai? And then Ed may have questions still from yesterday. Yes, Barry.
We're saying it has to be dress. The essence of a sukkah is that the
The Gemara asked, why is a sukkah l'mala migvoy mi esrim amma is apostle? Why is it possible? And you remember the Gemara gave 3 reasons. Rabbah said the reason is because l'man yidu dur yisechem, you can't even tell that you're in a sukkah since the schach is so high up. The second man yom Reb Zeira said the reason is because you are sitting in the shade of the walls instead of the shade of the schach. And then Rabbah says because if it's more than 20 amas, then it's a diras kva and we need a diras aroi. And that's what you're asking. So you see, you need a diras aroi. So, in your kasha is already planted the seeds of your answer, because Rav is referring to the Tanakhama that says that if it's more than 20 amas, it's possible because it's a dearest kva. But Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah says it's kosher. Why does Rav Yehuda hold that it's kosher? Because Rav Yehuda says, I in fact am happy that it's a dearest kva. Why am I happy that it's a dearest kva? Because since the Torah requires you to go and live in the sukkah for 7 days, it's got to be ro'ui, suitable to be able to live in for 7 days. If I can't live there throughout the year, then it's not suitable for 7 days either, according to these mandiyam. It has to have a physical infrastructure that would be ro'ui, suitable to use the whole year. Even though I'm not going to use it the whole year, I'm going to dismantle it right after Sukkot. But to be able to live in a sukkah, according to these mandiyamim, it has to have a certain degree of permanent infrastructure that I could theoretically live permanently. If it doesn't, it is so flimsy that it's not considered to be a kosher sukkah according to these 6-7 mandiyam. Any other questions, Rabbi Sai?
Okay, so I've got my mathematical question.
Okay, Ed, we're up to your questions. Let's hear.
If